Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to Ticket, Kings Behind the Glass. Just a reminder, you can watch the show on twitch.tv and youtube.com. Go ahead and go to those websites, twitch.tv or youtube.com. Search up 97.1 the Ticket, and bang, there we are. So it's the show with video. You can also stream with the Odyssey app. Download it for the mobile device today. AUDACY. Then you can listen to Detroit Sports Talk anywhere in the country when you're outside of our listening area. And now I know we've got a lot of people listening with the excitement over the Tigers. We'll get back to the Tigers in the noon hour. And you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com.
Got some great news for Spartan fans tonight.
Which is?
The broadcast crew. Benetti.
Oh, cool.
Get Benetti and Brock Huert.
Yeah.
For Michigan State, Oregon tonight at 9 o'clock.
It's kind of weird that they're both on the West Coast, Michigan and Michigan State, on the same weekend.
It is.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody's doing the double dip, going to the Spartan game Friday night and the Michigan game Saturday.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yep. I mean, it's drivable. You could, no problem. Night game and night game.
I think you could take a puddle jumper too.
You could. You could.
I don't know how far.
Or just take a PJ.
Is that what you call it?
That's what the kids call it.
The kids call it that?
Kids call it the PJ. For those that don't know, it's private jet.
Oh.
Is what the PJ is.
Oh, I was thinking puddle jumper.
No. PJ's a private jet.
Okay.
Yep. If you roll that way, if that's how you roll, go ahead and get yourself a PJ. Fly into Eugene today and wheels up it. You know, you get the wheels up it from Autzen or from Eugene to Seattle.
I'll ask Doug this, because Gator, you're not around kids and you hate kids. But Doug, you have kids.
Yes.
Do you notice that the thing is to always just letters for everything, right? Like, they shorten everything.
Yes.
Everything's been shortened.
Yes.
Right? It's like
specifically on text. They send me text. And
oh,
like,
my God.
All right. I got to figure out what.
OMG.
No, but that's old. That's super old. I mean, I'm talking. That's archaic now compared to like everything else.
Let me see if I can find some recent texts from the kids, and you can try.
I spent half my time Gator going, all right, what does T mean and what does F mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like, they shorten everything.
AF is one they use a lot.
Well, yeah. We got that one.
Well, wait, there's a store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fast.
Yeah.
AF.
AF.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Gator, that's. Yeah,
IDK. PJ, like, I got an IDK here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are simple ones.
OMW.
On my way.
Yep.
But the PJ, I didn't get it yet. Puddle jumper was a good guess,
Gator. I just said it, and it's, or PJ. I'm like, oh, yeah.
There you go.
Is that what they say these days?
Here's an exchange. They're like this. This is to my son, Saturday at 5:40. You ready to eat? Sure. IDC. What sounds good? IDC.
I don't care.
You want to go out? You want to go out? You want to pick up your delivery?
IDC! What don't you understand about IDC?
What time's your game tomorrow? NVM. I guess we don't play.
Dude, everything.
NVM?
NVM. In response to what time is the game today?
Yeah. What time's the game tomorrow? And he said, NVM, we don't play.
NVM.
You got this, Gator.
Not.
Some are more difficult than others.
I don't know what this is.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Yep.
See, it's not exact, but they shorten
NVM
everything.
NVM is never mind?
Yeah. Yep.
You use three letters for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. So, it's amazing how much I get bet. Bet.
No, I'd get annoyed with that.
Oh,
you'd get annoyed by kids? You don't say.
No, I get annoyed by bet. I get annoyed if anybody says it.
It was used before Michigan.
It was used.
I just want to say.
I'm aware.
Okay. I don't know how much it has.
This came up last year, but you said bet. I'm like, yeah, I know. I got it.
OFC.
In what reference?
Of course.
Okay, go ahead and tell them. Why don't you just tell them what it means? God, there's a lot of IDC. But anyway, yeah, so you've got to sift through them with your kid.
If he says DC, do you think defensive coordinator?
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
Because that would shorten the I don't care to just don't care.
Don't care.
Do you want to eat? DC. Defensive coordinator.
Don't care.
You want me to find out what Wink Martindale's going to eat? We'll order that. All right, here's the feedback we got from the 10 techs. The 10 techs being, who scares you the most in the NFC after 4 weeks? Look, everybody's scary. The Lions can, you know, there's a bunch of teams that can trip you up, but going into the season was probably close to unanimous. San Francisco, I'm sure there was some Green Bay out there, but now who scares you the most? Mike at work says it's Minnesota. Joe in East Point says Tampa. These are the 10 texts, first 10 texts that came in and signed their texts. Kevin at lunch says, guys, I really believe it's the Vikings. They are stacked. Jeff says, Minnesota, we need home field. Scott in Rochester says, it's the Vikings. Nort in Pinckney says, biggest roadblock is still San Francisco. Brett in a truck, call me crazy, but I am most worried by the Vikings. Marlon Wald Lake says, I still say it's Green Bay because Love got hurt and he's still getting back to form. Jason at work, the Vikings worry me the most. Darnold seems to be the real deal this year. And Jeff in a truck says, I am still most worried by the 49ers. So a lot of people in Detroit here buying into Minnesota. The interesting thing about Minnesota and Tampa is teams like the copycat. They have both taken journeyman quarterbacks who struggled on bad teams, put them in situations with weapons, and those guys are having success. There was this formula that teams like using. We're going to draft our quarterback, throw him out there, but we're going to put weapons around him. While we don't have to pay him, ride the rookie contract and hope that the veteran weapons that we put out there works. This is same philosophy, except it's being done with journeyman veterans who have perhaps been in bad situations. I don't know that Darnold or Mayfield were ever in a great situation.
Nope.
And you put them out there with Mike Evans or Justin Jefferson and the weapons that they have, and suddenly, is this going to become the new thing? Because both Tampa and the Vikings got votes in this.
I don't know if it becomes the new thing. I think you look at, quarterback, clearly guys have talent, but if you're not giving them a chance anywhere, it's hard to write guys off. Like, would you write off, I know people have already written off Zach Wilson, and I might eventually have to break up with him as well and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But did he have anything to work with in with the Jets?
Didn't feel like
no. It goes to the Broncos, and they're committed to Bo Nix there, and yet there's not a ton to work with there.
Build your case, Gator.
Well, I'm wondering, does he get a chance to go somewhere else when somebody else has talent? You know, would they take a flyer on him? But Sam Darnold in Minnesota, Sam Darnold wasn't supposed to be the quarterback.
No.
I mean, they drafted J.J. McCarthy, and all the time, they get mixed reviews of what was happening in training camp. Some people say McCarthy was doing great. Others said not so much. But he gets hurt, can't play. Oops, we got to go to Darnold. And Darnold's like, yep, well, I get to throw to Jefferson. I get to throw to Addison. I get to a running game here. Okay, this works out. I got this. You know, Jalen Naylor's on this team, and Hockenson will come back. It's so much talent, but I feel like you have to overflow it with the talent for the guy to have that success. Baker Mayfield, you could see, there's a competitive spirit with Baker Mayfield that you have to respect, but yeah. He had nobody to work with. And then he goes to Tampa, and it's like, okay, they built that team so that Tom Brady could win a Super Bowl with it, and did, and didn't win another one, but got the one, and those players are still there. At some point, they're going to have to replace Mike Evans and his write it in stone 1,000-yard receiving each year. But they've got Godwin. They've got so many other good players there. I don't know if it's – I think it's just a smart way is to have a team that's got weapons, and almost any quarterback you feel like can step in and be good. If Gardner Minshew had people to work with outside of Devontae Adams, if they had anything else there, maybe the Raiders get something going.
It's pretty remarkable because Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are tied for number one in the NFL with 11 touchdown passes. Two journeymen who finally landed in a place with weapons, and look what they're doing.
They're also two really high draft picks. I mean, Baker was 1-1, and Sam Darnold was, fourth overall.
C-Kang, he's about to circle back to Zach Wilson.
I'm not. I'm just...
Because he was a high draft
pick. The Zach Wilson thing is interesting because it's a COVID year, and had it not been a COVID year, would he have been taken that high? Because he was one of those guys that you actually got to see every week because BYU played that full schedule.
What's funny is you think about Jared Goff. When Jared Goff came to Detroit, he was considered sort of a journeyman quarterback who... You know, people were like, he's never going to be elite, and it was a throw-in. And when he got here, he didn't have weapons. And in fact, until, now the weapons are well-respected, but Amon-Ra wasn't considered an elite wide receiver.
Well, no, he was a rookie. He was a rookie, and it was also different, too, because Goff had success when he came into the league. He got success quickly, and was very good, and then fell out of favor with the coach.
Yeah, it's a different situation, but it's amazing what Goff was doing without what was considered elite weapons, and now I feel like he has elite weapons.
Well, but he didn't do, I mean, it took halfway through that first season for things to click for him, and it wasn't like prolific, but the next year it started off awful and then got great towards the second half of the season when everybody started feeling comfortable together. And then you start to see the offense, right? I mean, Jamal Williams is getting things going. And then, obviously, last year was a full weapon season. You know,
Do you guys remember the question I asked last week on football questions that, you know, are quarterbacks overpaid? Because I gave you the five highest paid quarterbacks at the time, and I think they had one win between them.
Yeah.
And my answer was yes, but I don't think you necessarily have to do that because of Darnold and Baker Mayfield, and you got to build a team still. And maybe the route now is, or thinking about it at least, is build a good team, get the right quarterback. You know, you don't have to have the elite quarterback. There's only one Patrick Mahomes where he can like literally carry an offense Correct. By himself, you know?
You can search for that four-leaf clover, yeah. But you're right. It's hard to find.
And there might be players that are trending in that direction. Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's got McLaurin, but what else? You know, he's making it happen and completing 80% of his passes, and he's only got one star to work with.
248-539-9797. All right, we'll get back to some baseball postseason stuff, including the best of what A.J. Hinch told the morning show today at 1218 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.